CliffCentral.com. Progressive, cultured, and brave.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The Threaded Exchange with CRB Ely. Live on Cliff Central.
Welcome to Cliff Central.
Wow, that was quite an intro.
Oh, hi guys, how are you today? Nick Grant.
We're good.
Welcome to Cliff Central. This is the Threaded Exchange. You're on with Simbongile Ndlangi. So it's another Threaded Man team takeover. I don't know if you guys have seen, but Sia is out jet setting in Italy. Just did Puri. What is it? Puri time. Pitti Uomo. So it's this really big menswear festival that happens every year in Florence. Mm. So that's where Sia is. And that's why we're doing a team takeover. Mm. And today we have Usne Mbata as our guest.
Cheers.
Welcome, Sne. How
are
you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Are you grand?
I'm too great. How are you?
Are you great, really? Because this morning you told me that you had a little asthma attack, so I'm not sure if you're okay.
Hey, bruh, it's that bullock on the life, bruh. Bulke-ish.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that just now. Bulukwane, Kosa Light, and Logs. We'll talk about it.
It does.
Okay, guys, team, how are you doing? I've got Didi here. I've got Tato, who's our videographer. Hi, boo.
That was me. I'm sorry.
And we've got Sochi. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Just a bit tired.
What did you do this weekend, Didi? I know you said you missed the team. We haven't been together in a while.
Oh my God, I really did. I didn't do much. Actually, I was just chilling because I had a very bad experience of the club on Thursday, and I was like, I'm running away from the streets.
What happened? Where were you and what happened?
Oh my God.
He needed.
So, I went to the after party of the concert, right?
Okay.
I actually don't even want to talk about it.
Wait, why are we laughing before she's even talking?
Wait, I want to know which concert is this?
What happened?
Explain.
The Travis, I went to. Actually, I don't want to talk about it. I went to Haram. It was horrible. And wow, like.
Wow girl. Wow.
What do you expect? Like, Haram dog, like, what do you expect? Zendao ish is a box. I mean, it's a match box that one.
You ushered in the long weekend either way, so.
You know, your.
So, what was the drama? What was the stress?
The stress with the peoples. Like, oh my God.
Who did what?
Oh my God.
Christians.
What did they do to you?
So, guys, these people are like, come through. We are going to the after party. I'm like, I'm cool. I'm not doing anything. I get to the club, guys. We stand in some corner. And then these people were like, okay, we have a table, we have like bottles. How? I get there, Tololo. We are regular bitches rooming around the club. I'm like, this is not happening, I'm leaving.
What do you mean by regular?
It's irregular. It's your general access. Uti irregular.
So no VIP. No VIP,
nothing. Like, I was so stressed. I was like, this can't be my life. I look popping and shit, and no one.
Guys, nothing is worse than going somewhere when you're popping and then your night just turns into my new.
Eat general excess.
Yo, guys, I was a Popeye this weekend, eh? I went somewhere also. I was like, a similar story, but not quite. I went somewhere on Friday. It was like Youth Day vibes. Ah, girl is looking popping. Makeup is snatched.
Cheers.
Girl.
Cheers.
Yo, did I not become a Popeye? I was SpongeBob SquarePants.
What? Where are you? Where can you see the location?
I obviously can't give you guys the details because...
Why? Why is it an obvious thing? Like, why is it... obviously...
Because,
obviously.
No, guys, you know, there are other people involved and, you know...
No, just tell us like, the location. We don't want to know who.
Send location.
Send me the location.
No, it was in Bamoneng. I can't say location because if I say location, now you're going to go on the social medias and you're going to... You're going to become files Twitter. Exactly. Yep. So.
Guys, I don't want to lie. There's too many private investigators in Johannesburg. I'm
too
just
much.
Saying.
Files Twitter is unlocked.
Person knows one thing about you, like What are you wearing? Yeah. Oh my God, I can see her. She's turning left right now in about 350 meters. Yeah. She's going to turn right again.
I'm just thinking, don't you have a life? Like, why are you on my case? Like, can I live? Can I live? That's all I need.
What's your issue now? Actually, guys, I think we should do this every week. Where you just like, what is making you mad today? I know there's a girl on Twitter that does it. I forgot her handle, but what is got you mad today?
Intrusion. People just like other people's
Ooh, and I have like,
leave other people.
This yes,
you. This weekend was I not dragged.
Wait, two now.
Apparently, oh my gosh, I want to come every day.
Apparently. I am in a relationship I know nothing of.
Mm. Oh, give us the tea.
No, but people are involved. So all I'm going to say is I was told I bricked somebody.
You what?
You bricked somebody?
Apparently I bricked somebody. Like a whole coral brick.
I'm straight.
And I stole somebody's
I would have much preferred that you would have been where I was on Friday. I would rather have been bricked by you than who I was bricked by. I think that would have just made more sense in my life.
Wow, let's
look at tough, but no, that's enough about the weekend. It's enough about being pricked. It's enough about the manuals.
Fresh new week, guys.
We're gonna take a break real quick, and then we're gonna start talking to Snay about her journey as a South African choreographer, one of the best that I've witnessed.
Yeah.
So send through your questions. If you're on WhatsApp, it's fine. We can chat. The number is 079-748-2090. And if you're on the socials, hashtag the threaded exchange. Ask us questions. Let us know your comments. Did you also get bricked this weekend? Let us know.
The Threaded Exchange with Sia Bailey, live on Cliff Central.
And we're back. Hello. Oh, that was such a feel good jam, y'all. You guys, what's wrong now?
Hello.
You can't hear anything. I'm just fix your headphones there by the thing, by the buttons that make the things sometimes when they want to work. Otherwise, just take your headphones off.
There's also
part of the fam.
You see, that's what happens when you don't know what you're doing, girl. But we're back on the Threaded Exchange. It's the Threaded Man team takeover. My name is Simbongile, and you're chilling with me and the team. And we've got Sne Mbata, who is a really, really successful, I think, South African choreographer. And we're going to talk to her about her journey, where she started, and just finding out more about the dance industry in South Africa, because I feel like there is a lot that we don't know. We see you guys looking grand on stages, but we don't know what goes into it, you know? So we're just going to be chatting about those things. How are you, Sne?
I'm not so great, but the good, Shem.
Oh, good, Shem.
Yeah, you know what? Good.
When did you start dancing, Sne?
In my mother's stomach.
In the womb.
In the womb.
Jeez, does your family like tell you stories about how you always used to be? Like, you know how like famous people are just like, oh, when I was a kid, I used to like dance around in the living room.
Soccer players. No. Actually, I started dancing, I don't remember when exactly, but it's something that just, you know, was happened. Always in, you know, in the system. And basically, I just started taking it seriously at like a young age, at around like 8 or 9, where I was teaching myself, because yo dog, I'm from the hood, B, what am, where, which dance school am I going to be going to? So I basically just told myself, doing music videos, Aaliyah, Janet Jackson, Usher, Chinua, and all of those guys do during the 2000s, yo, YTK, yo, you know what I mean? And yeah, ever since then, I've just been a dancer.
So did you go through a process where you went to like dance schools when you were younger, or during your what do you call it, extramural activities? What was the process like? What was the journey like? Where did it start? And how did you cultivate that talent within yourself?
Cultivate. face, that talent within your
Okay, well,
yo, it goes back, guys. Like, it started off with, like, my family, my cousins and stuff. We used to, stand in front of my uncle's veranda because he was still building his house. So we'd chill there. It's like, what's that song? So basically, we'd teach ourselves there and perform at, like, the local shows there. And, I always had to save my family because most of them couldn't dance. So we were a dance group, but I was the only dancer in there.
You were the Beyonce.
Yeah. I'll take that. And then from there, that's when I went into the music video things. And then after music videos, I started, like, dancing at school and stuff. Whenever the shows, I'll just initiate the dancing stuff. And then from there, it went into a dance school in high school only. Bear in mind, I had already taught myself, like, most of the styles, contemporary, African contemporary, acrobatics, hip hop.
How are you local. Teaching yourself those things?
Bah, watch the TV. I say, Losha Cooper, I am you.
You used to watch Backstage.
Dude, I know the whole intro.
You are literally doing the Backstage intro right now. Bro, if she doesn't know what Backstage is, she's too young for you, bro.
Yeah, bro, she's too young. Oh my god.
Do you even know what Backstage is?
I do.
Was in this time when
you probably watched
in the last episode of Next Time.
Previously. Time for my wig. It's my snatches.
No, but yeah, went from all of that, and then only in high school I joined a dance studio, where I learned the other styles, which is contemporary acrobatics and tap dancing. They taught me the basics of it. I only did, 2 years of it. I was supposed to do, many years. But I did 2 years of it, and then instead I started teaching. So,
you mentioned that, so you only did 2 years of that. So for a normal dancer, how long does it take to be where you are? Like, if you go through the proper channels, go through the school, go through an academy or whatever, or you join a theater.
To speak the truth, the way I was raised, and I was raised a normal child. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to dancing, I raised myself. Mm. I built myself and I raised myself. I put myself where I am right now, today. I didn't have much help. I had to be the one to go out there and be like, yo, please, can you teach me this? Yo, please put me on with this. Please do this. Please do this. You know what I mean? I never had the whole go with the system of dance school, finish all of your dance exams. And so I don't really know how long it's supposed to take for other dancers to learn how to...
Raw talent.
But that's so interesting.
And I brought myself here in Joburg, dog. I brought myself here.
What do you mean you brought yourself here?
I dropped out of college.
Okay, you need to give us this tea now. What happened?
Bro, one day. What? No, not too many. Just one day. I got a call from this guy called David. David. David called me. He's like, listen, yeah, there's auditions for Lebo Mathosa Tribute. So you need to pull through. I was like, I got you, dog. My mom, I'm telling you, exactly like that. I was like, okay, I got you. The bear man, I'm still in Durban, doing absolutely well in college and all this stuff. Everything's going well, eating your food. My mom is proud. She's like, yo, finally, she's sitting down, she's studying. Then from there, this is now after So You Think You Can Dance, bear man. Mm. So I came to Joburg, auditioned, I got that gig. I called my mom, I'm like, listen, yeah, I'm about to earn 60K. Choose. Done. Do you want to pay or do you want me to get paid?
Oh, sure. That was a difficult decision. How did your mother take that?
Yo, guys, my mom is Zulu, eh?
Black parents.
My gosh. It took a while. I think because I went for the audition, she thought it was going to be one of those, she auditioned and then she came back and she didn't make it. Then this time, but yeah, it's like, title up,
boy. Yes.
And then my mom was like, where are you going to stay? She was trying to bring
all those things.
Next thing, me, I'm like, don't worry, I'll make a plan, I'll get there. Next thing, my aunt was like, yo, I'm also doing the show, come through, you can stay with me. I was like, va.
Who's your aunt?
Ulondi Way.
Who's that? Is she also a dancer or is she just in
the
industry?
No, she's a singer. She does like cabaret and stuff like that, and also traditional and stuff. So yeah, she was like, okay, you can stay by my crib. And then my best friend was like, yeah, you can stay by my crib too. So it was like, it worked out for me. Everything just fell into place. Like everything made sense. So then my mom was like, "Yo, bruh, but you're about to do your exams." I was like,
"Bruh, what exams? Which ones are these?"
So you were just like, deuces. I'm gonna go follow my passion.
I'm just not an academic person. Like, I don't like school. I do not like books.
Yeah.
I'd rather do like more practical work and stuff. But I studied graphic designing, so yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned So You Think You Can Dance. What was that experience like going through those processes? I know, I don't know how many styles they do on So You Think You Can. Like, you have to, you must learn everything. So what was that like? What was that experience like engaging with, you know, the top choreographers in the country, performing every week?
Yeah.
What was
I don't lie. For me, things only they take a while to register in my head.
So
like the whole nervousness only kicks in when I'm about to get on stage. Otherwise, before that, I'm still lost. I'm still like, wait, what is going on? That experience was something else, guys. Like, it was, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I was young. It was my first time in Joburg. So for me, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm on television every single week.
Yes.
So like, every week they're going to see me at home.
The public broadcaster at that time, right?
Yes. SABC 1.
That's when you know you're unlocked.
But I'm going to say, you, yeah, no, Travis Scott. And it was like years. But like, yeah, it was hectic. I mean, we had rehearsals Monday to Saturday. Basically, that was like rehearsal, and then the show on Saturday, just after rehearsals in the morning, it's a show at night. Sunday, you chill, then you can take a break. But Monday, skill it again, it's a group routine. Tuesday, we're cleaning the group routine. Bear in mind, we have like 3 hours with the choreographers every day. We had like 3 hours. That was for like the group numbers, and then for partner work, it was like more than 3 hours. I think it was about 5 hours. Yeah, you had with the choreographer, and they don't have time to play, guys. No, they actually don't have time to play. They walk.
Who were some of the choreographers that they had on your season?
My mentor, my mother in dance, Losha Koop.
She's amazing,
dude. When she walked in, I cried. Really? I just walked away. She walked in.
What were you feeling at that point?
Like I'm saying, look, my body, my soul left my body. I looked at her.
Your ghost left you.
Dude, she looked at me. She hi. You know, Losha, she's very nice. I was like, why are you greeting me? I like you.
Yes.
Why am I not bowing? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just ran away. Like a proper, that was my first time being a fan. I'm not a fan of anyone in this world. I don't care about anyone. But like, when I saw Losha, I was like, bruh, it's you. Just ran to the toilet, cried, and only to find out that she was going to be choreographing the routine I had to do that week.
Oh, wow.
It was the most emotional routine I've ever done in my life, because she took it there. She took it there. She sat us down, man, okay, because we were fighting. She's like, no, you guys need to face each other. I'm like, okay, face each other. She's like, look into his eyes. Just read what's going on with him. Just like feel his pain. And what, bah, that old station for like 30 minutes, nigga. Just looking at the other nigga. Then yeah, like when we had to perform the routine, dude, it was like, it was a completely different experience. It wasn't a thing of, this is lights, camera, and action, like let's go. It was literally what she wanted. She was like, you guys need to leave your hearts on stage. And that's what it was about. That moment for me, that's why it always be a highlight for me from So You Think You Can Dance. That when I got on that stage, I forgot about, okay, Snare has people who support her. She's going to need votes after this. She's going to need to push hard for this competition and whatnot so she can go for... I forgot about everything. That moment was about, okay, my mentor is here. She wants to see this. She gave me this choreography. This is a moment that God is connecting with me now. Let's do this. It was a beautiful experience. What I didn't like about singing the Indian dance is like that whole, I don't want to lie, like ghost top.
Oh right, so the fame.
Yeah.
Girl, you know what you should have done? You should have went to Google how to handle fame. I'm joking. But seriously, that's something that you struggled with.
Yeah, I did. I struggled with it hard because I was young at the time. I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. And people, I could be walking in the streets of Durban, like, this Durban, guys, come on. Mm. And Durban people normally are just like, oh, okay, now I'm going to go right. And they're very... And then when I came through, like, I'm walking, I'm thinking, people are going to, like, they would have forgotten by now. Like, okay, it's the next year now. Bruh. Walking the streets there, West Street, 320. You're going to be too young, I'm like, no, bruh, okay.
But what was that, it about that was, like, so tough for you?
One of the days, I was with my friend, walking down the street there. Because I thought, okay, people are used to me now. They always see me on the street. Now, maybe they're going to... Because afterwards, it subsided. Like, people started, like, chilling. They'd see me. They'd be like, okay, oh, hey, that's me. Then the one time I was pissed off.
Guys, I wish we had a camera in studio.
I wish we had a camera in studio
so that you guys can see the animation. Yeah. On this girl's face.
When I get there, this chick, she comes to me. We are in Usne inside KFC. I'm hungry. One, I'm hungry. Two, I'm pissed off. I'm going to transport and come get moto. Oh my gosh, this is a taxi now. This chick inside KFC. Oh my God. We are in Usne. She shouts, Usne. Like zombies, and I was the only human. They went in.
Yeah.
Now I'm pissed off. You know what I say? I look at my friend, she's shorter than me, she looks young. I say, guys, this is my manager, please can you speak to her? Grr, she can't speak. She's shy. She doesn't know anything about her. She's never been in the industry. She doesn't know anything. And I'm like, bah, 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 bah. Handle. I walked away and then people started Facebooking me. You are so mean when you're walking, Joanna. Oh, wow. I was like, bro, I was in the space, bro.
You were just trying to have, you know, a day to, like, yourself.
I can't do the same thing. I don't want to lie.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
So then how do you make the distinction? Because currently you're doing so many things that put you in the limelight. I mean, you've been on international music videos. You've performed with international artists on stage. You've done numerous award shows.
Oui.
So how do you sort of make that balance and then deal with it? Because I'm sure it's not easy.
Dance is different to, like, artists. The love that you get from dance, it's very pure. It's very, like, look here, I love you because I love dance. You know what I mean? So it's always like that social media reach. It's never like face to face. People are always scared to, like, speak to you face to face. But as an artist, they expect you to be nice. Yeah, when I see tengi le ad pam ya kunga so strain, mina so strain. You tengi finu le system ngi tengi chela le shumba sa. And bayalo, like, bayalo. But with me, like, now I think they've also chilled. They're like, okay, cool, we get it. She's a dancer. She's gonna perform here. Yeah. That's it. And that's how it is for me. Like, now also me, I've grown into it. I've grown to have that patience for people. If they want to take a picture, I'm like, oh yeah, for sure, I'll wait. Sometimes I see them in the club when I'm doing the most. I'm like, oh my God, take and next thing, hi, Snee, oh my God, I'm your biggest fan. I'm like, bro,
I'm
just a dancer. I'm giving my coin, bro. Yes. I'm giving my coin. That time, I've reached my maximum level of wretchedness.
Do you think that with anything that grants popularity in South Africa, there's an unspoken sense of superstardom, especially when it comes to artistic mediums? You know, you become a choreographer, now you're a superstar.
Yeah, some people do let it get to their head. I don't want to lie. Like, I think with me, I'm just grateful for the way I was raised, because I hate feeling like I'm losing myself. I hate feeling like I'm getting out of my comfort zone. My comfort zone is being chilled, being crazy. I want to be crazy around people, and I don't want that camera on. I don't want it. Okay, my camera's on. But I don't want that whole fame thing. Like, I just want to chill. I want to have fun. If I'm going to be crazy, I want to be crazy. I don't want anybody to look at me like, oh my gosh, she's so different. if I'm different, accept me.
Yeah.
Don't make me feel like, okay, she's different. Mm. Some people like that vibe. That, oh my God, it's him.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. It's that guy. Oh my God, ngimboni ulgile adverts. Ba 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 ugu adverts yake si actor Hollywood. Ugu adverts like he's a human. Like I'm not even like when it comes to this whole fame thing, guys. I do not read into it at all. Like to a point where even Drake, remember when Sims and I were shooting Drake, by the way.
We'll talk about it later.
But anyways, I was standing there with her. Drake is standing next to us. Well, actually, Drake was standing next to Sims. He was my bestie. They were chatting.
If you guys didn't know, guys, I'm the one that had the original scoop on Drake and Rihanna. I'm the one. Because they FaceTimed right next to me.
Bah.
Like, people, it wasn't a damn. I feel like people need to give me my coins.
Honestly.
Oil, Chen, they need the tabloids.
You, they need to give you that credit.
Everybody needs to give me my coins.
She's standing right there. If I wasn't so starstruck, I would have made gang money. No, like, she was literally standing there. Because I was walking towards her. And her eyes wide open like this. So I get to her, I'm like, bro, what's going on? I was like, I greet Drake. I'm like, yo, hi, how are you? Ask her, she knows. I'm like, hi, how are you? I was like, hey, baba, shalala porn. Gizogum ganamla. Then she's standing there. She's like, Could they FaceTime? I'm like, no. She sounded like hints, like Rihanna, but without saying the word. She's like, no, I'm like, what, bro? Because I'm seeing that vixen, the main chick there. I'm like, is that the moon too? After a while, she's like, in my ear. I'm like, bro, God. So, I don't read into fame. Like, Drake was there. Okay, that's Drake. At the end of the day, he's a human. He's a hustler just like me. It's just that he went further and he went way higher than I am. But that does not stop me.
Mm.
I can get there. If he can do it, he's a Canadian. He was just chilled at home. He just knew a couple of people. I also know a couple of people. I mean, I must know a couple of people.
Yeah, okay. On that note, let's take a break. But after this, we're going to be talking about all the videos that you have done. And also, we're going to talk about how the Drake video happened for you. Because I feel like that's a very interesting story that people need to know. So we'll talk about that afterwards. And we're going to talk about Travis Scott that was here just this weekend. So stay tuned, you guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Progressive, cultured, and brave.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The Threaded Exchange with CRB. Live on Cliff Central.
But we invented the dabbing. We just let them have it. Chuck up a nigga with static. Static. I can do magic and make me a rabbit with using my carrots. Whoa. Chill out of package. I'm drinking on active and suspensive habits. Yellow Pikachu. Count myself peeking at you. Look at you. Pickaboo.
And we're back. This is the Threaded Exchange. You are listening to Simbongile with the Threaded Man team.
Yeah, yeah.
The best squad on the side of the equator.
We are squad goals. Squad goals.
Guys, but no, the more important person here is Usnes. Nembate is a South African choreographer, and she's been chatting to us about, you know, her journey through dance. But now we're going to get into the
entertaining things. The fun stuff. Okay. I'd like to track back a bit.
Let's do that. Okay, let's.
You
now's the time.
Losia Cooper as somebody you grew up watching, and basically. So now, you know how art imitates art, essentially.
Yeah.
My question then for you would be, who is your style, your choreography style modeled after then?
After Losia.
Losia.
I don't know, hey. Like, I think my style is just me. I think because I grew up teaching myself. Everything that I am today is a mixture of where I come from. So I don't really have like a dancer that I look up to. I mean, I look up to a lot of dancers here in SA, like all my mates and stuff. I'm inspired by a lot of things, basically. Like, I'm inspired by everything that happens around me. my surroundings, my mates, my the club life, the music videos, international artists. I get inspired by all of those things. Till this day, I still do my research. Like, I'll just randomly go on YouTube and just find something interesting. Dude, I can be inspired by Rihanna's finger in the music video. And I'll do that dance. I'll perform it on stage. Now
an experiential
choreography.
An experiential choreography.
Speaking of her ex-mans was here. Was it last year?
Yes.
It was last year. Drake was alive. Was this a clip down? Made us freeze to death from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m.
Not even 8, 6 p.m. was call time.
Jessica, you guys don't even know. You don't even know. But I want to get into Sne's story about how she got to that set. Because, hey, woo! A gay crasher. What happens?
Guys, I'm a turn-up queen. I'm a turn-up queen. I'm going to take that. I'm going to own it. Sne who? Turn-up queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my new hashtag. Anyway, so basically, this is the situation. I had just landed from Cape Town. I was at a Red Bull camp thing. It was happening. It was nice and cooking there. Great days. And bear in mind that while I was in Cape Town, I had received an email from my agent saying there's an audition for an international music video. And I was like, it's tricky now because I'm already here in Red Bull, at the Red Bull camp. You know, shout out to Red Bull. After that, I came back to Joburg, landed. Then my boy, Spoo, was like, yo, my boy was like, hey yo dude, I'm going to a music video shoot for Drake. I'm like, eh, my nigga, what are you saying, dude?
Which Drake
is this one? There was no announcement here. I went on Twitter, I went everywhere, I was like, where is Drake? Now he's amazing. Then my nigga's like, yo dude, can you please just drop me off? Like, I was like, hey, I was heartbroken. I was like, yo, I missed such a dope audition, you know? Like, hey, the money was pop, but like, hey,
wow, can we say that again?
The money was pop.
This is that deep.
Yeah, shame. We were like those African kids that they donate $1 to, basically. Anyways, long story short, we got there. I saw them, the whole squale, the threaded squale. We like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, yes. I'm like, oh, squale, what a do, a glory. Yes, it's a turn up here, it's a glory. Now we're standing there. I'm like, bruh, me, I want to be in this music video. What?
There were so many people there.
I was
there.
Standing there, dog. There was so many people, like, a cost of about like 50 people, 50 to like 60 people. And they're busy, like, yeah, the dancers are this side. The choreographer comes through and she's standing there. I'm like, bruh, you're a choreographer, but you're not choreographing a thing, bruh.
A damn thing.
No, she did not. She didn't even say. But she's like, I just want to see, like, what you guys have in mind.
What do you mean?
She's like, I really want, like, some, like, African style. Can you give me some African style? Oh, like, wow. I'm standing there on the side. I'm still watching. No one has booked me yet. So now the forms are going out. Now the forms are there. Va. I go to her first. I'm like, bruh, I don't fight with Scott Sark. Listen to what I say. I'm going to be one of your models. Yeah. Cortez as I am, everyone is giants. Mm. Giants. She's like, bruh, I'm not going to. She's like, you know what? I got you. Don't worry. I'll put you on. Then I'm like, dog, call me your assistant or something, dude. Because now they were like, okay, guys. You know, like, they were like, okay, who's doing what? Who's doing who? You know? It was a thing. Like, I'm just the driver. Then she's like, no. There is a way. She's like to me, yeah, don't worry. Then Spoo's like, no, don't worry.
Didn't I just like shove a form in your face? I was just like, just fill that.
Yeah, no. She did. She gave
Do
me
you
a
need
form.
Some clothes? I'll give you some clothes.
No, she gave me a form. And then she was like to me, so there's a part where I had to fill in, oh, what am I doing there? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, bro, what do I say? Spoo's like, yo, just write dancer. So I'm like, yeah, bro, the dancer. And then they came back with the sheet from the cast now, from the audition.
Yes.
Now, this is the cast that had selected. Now, everyone's face is on that thing.
Except Sne.
So who are you?
Bruh.
Crickets. Sne, lapo. Come on, Sne. we can't find you here. You know, like that deny, that Kong denial. Mm, Kong. No, we can't find you. Look properly. Yeah. I'm somewhere.
You know, you're not
the
there.
Thing is, when I spoke to Starada didn't put my name down, but he said he knows that I'm coming. You know, that it was that type of vibe.
Yeah.
So then she is like, she was busy standing in the background. She's just like pushing me. She's like, all of them, number Twiggy, they're like,
the hype is deep at this point.
Dude, then she's even like ready with the clothes. She's like, I'm like, I'm under pressure. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna actually do this. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm a dancer, and yeah, I just came here today. And then they look through the papers. Unfortunately, one girl couldn't make it. And they're like, okay, sharp. Then we'll add you in. Then I was able to make it.
And then
it was a question. Now, what are you gonna wear,
Because
right at this point, everyone that is around us is like dressed to the nines, guys. Like Amas Kotane brought their things. Yes. Like everyone is an African print. Everyone did them. I think I had gray hair at this point.
Yes,
like it was lit. And I'm just like, my babes, and yeah. I need to help you guys out.
Then she hooked me up. Bah, clothes couldn't fit me.
Small or big?
Small.
Ooh. Very small.
they were like very for models, small. Like for real. Like,
sample size.
It was literally for models. Then she came to me and then she's like, listen, this jacket that you're wearing, fuck it up. Just wear this top underneath and drop your zip.
Yeah.
And then I was done. That was me.
And then she became the person that featured the most on the video.
Wow. On the most.
What do you know?
She had the most time on one dance.
Wow, babes.
That's a lot.
All of the data.
You know why? You know why? See, Director X is like to us, make way. Don't stand in front of the camera. Just whenever the camera passes through, just dance. And just move. Like, basically, you have like a split second in front of the camera and get the fuck out of the way.
Where?
For me.
Not
for
you.
I stood in front of the camera for more than, I think, for half the song.
Oh, wow.
He literally stopped because they were paneling through. They're supposed to just like go past me. I stood in front of the camera. Now the choreographer, because they didn't want to focus on anyone, but now they found this person that they wanted to focus on for the dancing section. All the dancers obeyed the rules. I said, I'm breaking them. What happened?
I mean, because you've broken the rule by walking into the set. So you might as well.
You might as well.
Already.
She didn't like me. Remember, she even came back to me. She's like, I feel like you're the problem child here. And I was like, ha 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 ha. Yes, I am.
Says the choreographer who's not choreographing, but carry on.
Yes. Do you know? Yes. And you know what? Am I allowed to expose?
It depends. Whose career is on the line?
My career. I will not expose anyone, but it was,
move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, so now you've done the Drake video, and then there's another international artist that came to the country. Omarion! What was that experience like where he was shooting in your home province? And I think you, from what I see on the video, you are the main dancer. You are the one.
That wasn't supposed to happen again.
Wow,
see,
Snae.
I do not break these rules, guys. They
just like
rules,
shine.
No. You see now.
But it's a good thing.
I do not kabalata. Basically, Omarion happened by mistake as well.
Again.
I wasn't supposed to, but I was there. Omarion came down to SA. I was working with Anatia at the time. Anatia told me about a music video that he and Omarion were going to do together. So I was supposed to feature in Anatia's music video with that. Tell me. Tell me what you know about me.
Yeah.
I was supposed to just feature in that video. Cool. Then the day before, the day when they arrived, Omarion's cousin Kimani and his choreographer Tango, that gone out now. They wanted to experience Josie, or they wanted to turn up and stuff. Then my boy was like, yo, Kelly's, come through, come turn up with us. My boys are here, Marion, da da da. I was like, oh, dog, we're already out, so we're gonna turn up. Let's carry on, you know? So I'm busy turning up. Next thing, I'm busy gyrating, and then, hey, Jamaican man, Tango, hey, he's just it's just. Then now I'm like, what is a turn up? Is in Kong, Baba, in Kong. I never danced with a nigga, but that day I danced with him. Then he was like, yo, you gotta come through to the auditions tomorrow. We really want you. So these two went back and they shasha to Amara and they were like, yo, this girl is, we have to have in the music video. Simply because I had the dreadlocks and I was doing the freestyle in the club and they were like, oh my God. And then we did auditions and then one of the chicks was like to me, yo, you don't have to audition, but we need you to be there so it doesn't seem unfair to the rest of the dancers, but they've already selected you. I was like, my gosh.
Done.
I was like, yes. Yes, but cool. Which music video is this? They were like, this is for Marianne.
What was the name of the song again?
The distance between our bodies.
Oh, yeah.
And the body.
I remember going to the concert and I was just like, you know, it's all fun and games. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, I'm about to perform some new music. And you know, and like, you know, when you go to a concert, you don't go to a concert to hear new music.
Yeah. I mean,
so everyone is just like, this is not the one. Mm-hmm. Yo, that song dropped.
Yeah. People were dead.
It was a beautiful song. No lie. And you know what's funny is that I wasn't supposed to be the only dancer. We auditioned, there were six of us selected. And then that weekend, when they were going to be in Durban to shoot the music video, it was my sister's wedding. So I was already in Durban. So I texted people, I was like, yo guys, I'm already in Durban, so you don't have to pay for my flight, so it's all good. They were like, oh my God, Snee, you're a lifesaver. I'm like, okay, yeah, it says I'm a Jesus me. Then when I arrived in Durban, I started hearing, okay, there's problems and whatnot. People are not confirming. We're in the group now. People are asking, they're complaining. They're like, dude, why aren't the flights confirmed? The music video is tomorrow, you know. What are you going to wear? Blah, blah, blah. People want to know. They're like, yo, guys, just pack up your stuff. I'm like, yo, me, I'm already in Durban. They're like, yo, the rest of you trouble people, just pack up your stuff. And then next thing, they were like, nah, we're not taking you guys down anymore.
Ooh.
They cut all of the Joburg dancers, and then they literally called me. I can't say who, but they literally called me and they were like, yo, you're already in Durban, right? And they were like, yeah, we wanted you, Vel.
Wow.
And then someone's mother even came to me. I was like, you are the snare. That's snare. I'm like, why? She was like, yo, hi, Wena. They were willing to book your flight only.
Wow. Special or what?
Wow.
So yes, I'm Chomis with the Morian. Yes,
I'm really interested in the treatment of the treatment of dancers with music videos in South Africa versus internationally. Do you think that, or well, would you say that in this country there is, are you guys more exploited? Are you guys treated with like the highness that you guys deserve? Because I mean, you know, sometimes you think of music videos internationally and people are like, oh my gosh, like we got the best treatment on that international set, and come to South Africa, dolols.
I don't want to lie, like, it being shot here in South Africa is... it's probably a different experience versus it being shot overseas, because what they do is they have like their main people and then they hire a certain production to shoot the video itself. So you'll find that the camera crew is different. It's South Africans. Catering is South Africans. Everything else that is like just basic production stuff, it's South African. And then when it comes to, okay, the stylist or whatever, that's more...
They bring their own.
So... the treatment is basically the same, if not worse. I don't want to lie. We had the worst experience with Drake.
Oh,
it was actually bad. I'm so sorry.
I think there was a point where you left early. Even. Yeah, you were just like, early. I'm done.
I was done. Because I've got a spinal injury, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I've got a shifted disc. So whenever it gets too cold, my legs go numb.
And it was freezing. You guys don't understand.
We're
in the middle of the shacks of... it was clipped down here.
Yeah, it clipped down.
Hey, and God, it is freezing. Freezing. Dude. And you don't get any breaks. You're standing on your feet.
You're standing the whole
time. You're dancing the whole time.
And it's so uneven. So like...
oh, there's no like... oh, and also just the walk getting there. We have to go over railway tracks. It was a lot.
Drake was driven.
Of course he was.
Well, hey, of course, yeah. I'm going to let a full experience in South Africa.
But no, I want to talk about Travis. How was that? So Castellite and Lux brought Travis Scott to South Africa.
Yo, shout out to Corey Creator for that, yo.
This past week. And Snare got to perform on stage with him.
Oh my God.
How was that?
I don't like mentioning people's names, but I'm going to say J. Kayembe,
the OG.
Slow clap
for J. Kayembe.
Yeah, great man. Listen, I am not a huge fan of Travis, but when I saw him, I was like, actually, this is Travis. I was like, this nigga's a rock star. he's a rock star or what? We were supposed to just do the normal numbers, Ricky Rick, the opening, because we're the Castle Light dancers, shout out to Choreo Creatives there. Then we performed, everything was nah, then we were rehearsing now, the day before, then he hollers over my niggas, he's like, yo, you might choreograph for Travis. My nigga's like going off, and then he's like, hey, actually, you know what? Maybe I think the girls are going to be selected for this. So you know, as the day goes by, no one says anything to anyone, so it's like,
it's not happening.
Yeah, yeah. By the time we send international, donates to the African children. So I was already like down, but I was already over the whole situation. I was like, it's fine. Next thing, they're like, yeah, guys, so this is what you're going to be wearing. I'm like, away, I hear you, but he's not yet. We don't know which song.
Yeah.
Then they're like, they came back and he's like, okay, cool. So you guys, you're going to be doing 3 songs only. You're going to be going in and out, in and out. I'm like, what are we doing? He's like, no, we're just freestyling. I'm like, you see, now that's another problem. We're actually not going to be performing on stage. I was like, this is tricky. I was like, okay, cool. Let's just get dressed. So we're chilling there, he drives in and whatnot. So everyone is losing their minds, they're seeing Travis. I'm like, yeah.
Do you know, I actually don't know what Travis Scott looks like.
You know why? Because he takes his picture.
All I know is that he has plaits.
My phone just died. I don't even charge a lot of people. But anyways, so this guy, he's walking up and down and all this stuff, and now they call us. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, guys, he has to be backstage now. Only then it hit my head. It's happening. I was like, yo, this is, God works in many ways. To think that people were crying to just see, just to take a picture with him. Mina, I'm on stage. Bruh, we're good. What the hell is going on? When we get on stage, I'm supposed to do 3 numbers. So we're supposed to skip 1-2 numbers, and then we're supposed to get on the 3rd song. Like your bra. So I performed for half of his concert, basically.
That's amazing. But okay, we have to wrap up. But I really, really want to ask you about this movie. This dance movie that is coming out.
Yay!
When is it coming out?
On the 29th of September.
I've seen the trailer. What's it called again?
Pop, Lock and Roll.
Pop, Lock and Roll. Ooh. I've seen the trailer, guys. The cinematography looks amazing. What's the storyline? Can you tell us anything?
Oh my God. She's basically like... it's basically like what South African dancers go through. Mm-hmm. It's not the full details, but like they don't go into depth. Mm-hmm. So they try to like...
touch on a few issues.
Yeah, the hood life.
Yeah,
colored people. People are gonna have me now.
So is it like Doctor
No,
style?
You don't have to give away the whole story.
But yeah, like and also it's about like the dancers in the industry, what we go through, like promoters.
So do you guys play yourselves?
No.
Oh, so you actually have characters.
Yeah, we have.
Is it like Doki style, sort of?
No, it's not like a document. It's a proper movie.
It's a movie.
Basically, exposing some of the promoters and brands that don't want to pay us, that exploit us in a way, basically. So it's like, okay, yeah, Veda, we know that you guys exploit us somehow, matter, you know. But it's a dope movie, guys. We shot it like last year or the year before, if I'm not mistaken, the year before. And yo, dude, I have like long threads there, like 3 of them. It's lit, dude. Like ngishaya. You'll see in some of the scenes gonna auto lila la pitred lock.
I'm so sad now. We've literally come to the end of
Please
the show.
Please, can I come back?
We have to have you back. I feel like this conversation
is
not over. I just want to say thank you for coming through, Sine. What advice would you give to young people who are like you that were dancing in the womb and are trying to do the same thing now? What I think one thing that you've learned that you would sort of pod on to them.
First things first, don't lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that, okay, there's a goal that you're reaching for, don't be sidetracked by other things and lie to yourself and say, okay, actually, I'm not good enough for this. And don't be discouraged. Never, ever fall. You're going forward. It's all about going forward. And also, let other people's blessings come to them mm-hmm. and wait for yours. Mm. It's going to happen.
But also show up. I think a lot of the stories that you've told today, it's like show up when you feel that you need to be there.
Yeah. You need to break it. Break boundaries, guys. Mm. Sometimes being a rebel is not a bad thing. But yeah.
So yeah, thank you so much, Sne. Thank you guys for listening. The Threaded Exchange. I'm not sure actually if Sia's going to be back next week. But I might be back here. The team might be back. Thank you so much to my team, guys.
We need to.
You guys keep me so humble.
Guys, can I be part of the Threaded?
Wow.
I'm part of this
and
team.
And we are out.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Progressive, cultured, and brave.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Threaded Exchange with Sia Bailey. Live on Cliff Central.
CliffCentral.com.